Phone Blade Speaks, episode 481, Heartbleed, Heartburn. Heartbleed is a bug that has, affected, a large chunk of the internet, and primarily because it's used, it's a bug in the SSL libraries that a number of applications and websites consequently use. And the long and the short of the bug is that it was essentially worse than using not using SSL, because what would happen is that you could probe a site that was that had an SSL certificate and essentially get it to dump out a certain amount of data unencrypted that was stored in memory, which could be anything from usernames, passwords. It could also very easily be things like the private SSL certificate of the site in question. And so the long and the short of it is that it basically means anything that site was doing is potentially, compromised and available to hackers that were probing the site. Now, do we have evidence that this was done? Well, no, but that's, but we don't know that, right? Because this bug has been around for 2 years. The good news is that It's only affected a certain most recent version of OpenSSL, and not everybody uses the most recent version of OpenSSL. And this is one of those situations where it turned out to be a good thing to not be running the most bleeding edge code. But in any case, it's a new feature that was in OpenSSL 1.0.1, which a lot of things use. If you're using an older version of OpenSSL, you're not affected by it, but if you are affected by it, then what it means is that you have to change your passwords pretty much everywhere. And if you've got certificates, right, you have to change those too, because even if they change the password, somebody could theoretically impersonate the site because they were able to get the private SSL certificate from this particular probe. So you should change your password only after the sites in question have updated their SSL certificates, so that you can change it safely and not get not be spoofed by the certificate. And there's probably going to be a whole lot of certificate revocation and reissuing going on. So now, as a user, right, what do you do, right? How do you even cope with this? And I don't know the answer to it, but one tool I use, and I think that everybody should use, and something like this, I use a tool called LastPass, and I use it to manage my passwords on the number of sites. And I try and I use it to make sure that my passwords are actually safe and secure. In other words, it's a random string that uses enough random characters that it's going to use. You'd have to essentially brute force it. And because the password is long enough and complex enough, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. So there you go. But there's also some additional checks that it has added to their password checking feature. And it also checks now whether you should change your password on sites that have been affected by Heartbleed, which is an amazingly useful thing. And it does, but because that you don't want to change the password on the site until the site has updated its private SSL certificate, it actually gives you a list of, okay, so these are the sites in your password vault that are on in sites that we know are affected, and whether you should change the password now or you should wait. And that's an amazingly useful thing. And I think it even comes with the free version of LastPass. I pay them $12 a year because it's an amazing value. And I like to be able to use it on my mobile device too. Now the password checker, that feature in the password checker is not on the mobile version yet that I can tell. It is on the version that is on a desktop. So that's a great feature. And now, of course, the other passwords that you have to change are not just the website passwords, but if you're using two-factor authentication, which of course I am on Google and such, now you should probably change all those passwords too, all the application-specific passwords. And so the end of the day, right, this is a huge pain in the butt. And I hope somebody is working on something better than passwords that's more secure and such. But this is the reality, right? Security isn't, you're never just once and done, right? There's always going to be, new vectors, things that avenues you didn't explore before. And so, unfortunately, this is just the world we live in. It's as we become more connected and more stuff's online, this has become more of an issue. And so it's, yeah, You don't want your the keys to the kingdom being exposed. And so, you know, hopefully the listeners of this podcast can educate those that are maybe not so technically savvy on the joys of maybe using a password manager, and also having to change all your passwords. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to have this conversation with my wife. I'm going to have to tell my kids to change their Minecraft password because apparently that was compromised as well. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting conversation that you're going to have with the people that are not technical. So, good luck to us all as we try and explain this to people that are not as geeky as we are, and hopefully nobody gets compromised in the process.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.